Republican presidential candidate says he wants to make urban renewal of the country's inner cities a priority.
Trump also making a videotaped appeal to U.S. voters currently in Israel.
My administration will stand side by side with the Jewish people and Israel's leaders.
His Democratic rival Hillary Clinton campaigning yesterday in Florida again and saying of Trump,
I truly doubt that he has ever read the Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta making a brief run at a no-hitter in Game 2 of the World Series in Cleveland last night. He took it into the sixth inning. Joe Maddon, the Cubs skipper, saying,
"Overall, I mean, he had great stuff. His command a little bit scattered at times, but he kept battling through, didn't give up any hits. Finally, was it like 96 or 98 pitches by the time I took him out?"
The Cubs end up beating the Indians 5-1 in Game 2. Now the action moves to Wrigley Field for Game 3 on Friday, and security is going to be tight.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says 1,000 cops, troopers, and FBI agents will be deployed. He says the neighborhood can expect stepped-up enforcement, including
rotating street closures, increased traffic enforcement, parking restrictions around Wrigley Field and the Wrigleyville neighborhood, random bag inspections and security checkpoints, and counterfeit ticket enforcement.
Police brass have canceled days off and have told officers who expect to work 12-hour shifts beginning Friday and lasting until the end of the series. David Stewart, Chicago.
And the Museum of Modern Art in New York City is going to show off the original set of emojis. Commonplace in smartphone and online communication today, the first ones were created for pagers by a Japanese company back in 1999. Now, today there are over 2,000 emojis. Back then, there were fewer than 200. Remember, you can also find us on usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather in Flemington is 39 rainy, chilly degrees. There's a 90% chance of rain today, with the rain getting heavier. Friday, mostly sunny.
I thought that was your heart, actually.
Yes, I'm very nervous. The high
you
of 55. Saturday, mostly sunny, then slight chance of showers, a high of 65.
Though it couldn't have been your heart, because I'm in the room, you would have been beating a lot faster.
That's right, Jim Patch. And Sunday, chance of showers with a high of 65. And then Monday for Halloween, mostly sunny, a high of 58. And for trick-or-treating, partly cloudy, the low around 40.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Knitters Unite make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for local food pantries. We'll give you all the details. Rave on! was the name of the band that performed at ACL last night. We'll tell you how it went. Jennifer says that if the shoe fits, buy it in every color. It's not too late to enter our annual gingerbread competition at ACL. The deadline is November 18th. More November events and more. I got a lot of more in that sentence, Jennifer. All on today's library show. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I like this. Can we play the spooky music throughout the show?
Yeah. That was the plan.
Oh, okay. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
So you're really into Halloween, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm really not.
This year, it's just...
I pretend to be.
I got to carve a pumpkin still. I got to buy candy still, even though... And usually, this is all done by now. I got to buy candy, even though we don't get trick-or-treaters. You just got to do everything.
I know.
I mean, I'll eat it, of course, but...
And I have to have my pumpkins inside because I have animals that eat the pumpkins.
Squirrels.
I think it's a groundhog, but I don't know.
Squirrels like them too. But, Jennifer, it's not Halloween unless you have a Snickers bar. I don't know why Snickers bars I like, but on Thanksgiving, a Snickers bar is just...
Halloween.
Yeah, it's just... You have to do it.
You have a Snickers
bar? Did
I? Yeah.
Thanksgiving?
You're like really pushing it, Jim.
I know,
it's less than 2 months till Christmas.
No, after Halloween, I started decorating for Christmas. Thanksgiving is just an afterthought for me. My wife takes care of all that.
Except for the turkey.
So, I mean, I'm just not that excited about Halloween this year. I don't want to grow old. I want to be young at heart.
You're young at heart, Jim. Thanks.
I'm going to carve a pumpkin. Any suggestions on what I can carve?
I want to know. Have you been to the Monmouth Racetrack?
No, I didn't get to. My wife was lukewarm about it.
Okay. So why didn't you go?
I don't know. Maybe I can go Friday night or something.
You have to buy tickets in advance.
The tickets were expensive. That's the first thing. They're like, what's the matter?
Is that you?
What?
The
laughing like
noise?
That?
Yeah. Oh, I guess
it's not. It's a haunted house.
I heard they started at $16 and you had to buy them in advance. And
I thought they were like $22.
Well, that's probably for grown-ups.
Which it's... I'm a grown-up, Jennifer. I'm really young at heart, remember?
I know.
They don't charge you if your heart's young for the kid's price.
They should. We had a Halloween program at South County Branch last night.
Yeah, let's go over what happened at all our libraries last night.
Because a lot of things were going on.
Right.
We had Paranormal Consulting and Investigations of New Jersey, Ghost Hunting in the Real World, presented by Joanne Emmons. And she, the author of the book, I Think My House is Haunted, which she donated a copy to the library, and host of the radio program Famously Haunted on live paranormal radio. And they had 17 people. Which is about what they can have at South County.
Right.
So it was
can't
really
fit many. So that's like filling, you know, that's capacity.
That's capacity. So it was our first nighttime program at South County, and it went really well.
Very
so
good.
Glad to hear it.
Just a question on a tangent here. If you thought your house was haunted, or if you knew your house was haunted, would you move? Like, there was a spirit in your house. You saw it all the time, and like.
I guess it depends. I mean, I think there's a cat in my house a lot.
A ghost cat?
Well, it must be because I don't have a real one.
Well, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
No, like every once in a while, I'm like, the cat needs to go out or something. What are you doing?
Wait. What, you mean you think this in your mind? Like you think you have a cat?
Yeah. Like
this is why you're sleeping?
This is why I don't sleep.
No, like no. Why you're...
No, I can be sitting on the couch and I'm like, oh, there goes the cat.
Did you ever have a cat?
Yeah, growing up I had lots of cats.
Oh, well, that could
only
be part
one
of it.
It could be.
I need more proof than that.
I'm not a
huge
cat fan.
No. But do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. To an extent.
So if your house... Yes or no, you'd move?
I guess it would
if
depend.
If there was every night when you went to bed, there was a clinging chains or someone moaning out of there?
It probably. Anything that disturbs my sleep.
I think you think you have to.
But...
Unless there's some exorcism you can do to get rid of it, but
yeah, no. To an extent, yeah, I do.
Have you ever seen a ghost besides this ghost cat?
I think once I had gone for an ultrasound and the room was really dark, and I didn't realize that the doctor had written the order for the wrong to do the ultrasound on the wrong side, and the tech left the room like as a uh-oh, this is really weird. And I looked up on the wall and I saw... I think I saw my two grandmothers with a man.
Mm.
And I never knew one of my grandfathers and my other grandfather... I don't know know if he was. No, I guess it was two men. It was my one grandmother, my grandfather, and another man.
Okay.
And I never knew one of my grandfathers. I'm like, that's kind of creepy.
Did you? Obviously, you went and found a picture of the grandfather you didn't know.
Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Oh. Did it look like him?
I couldn't see the features really clearly.
Just make out they were men.
Yeah. And then there have been different times since a priest that we were really close to that I would really smell the strong smell of smoke. And he was a heavy smoker. And I swear I smelled it the night before he died. Like when my father called me the next night and said he had died. I'm like, I know.
Right.
It was. It felt like he had come into the bedroom to say
okay,
goodnight.
Okay, so you've had some brushes with the...
And it could just be, you know...
Other side.
Whatever, but, yeah.
Interesting.
How about you?
I think I've sensed things, but I haven't actually seen anything.
Yeah. That's more what it is. It's a sense of something.
Okay, but you saw.
Well...
No, you actually saw.
I think so.
All right, moving on. We had a concert at the Hunterdon County Library last night. I mentioned we had Rave On, a very popular band. We had, I shoehorned 120 people into that meeting room.
It was only 84 if you're listening, Bruce.
Unfortunately, there was no room for anybody to dance because this band is just, they're hot, Jennifer. It's just three guys and Chris Rozelle, who's the lead singer and guitarist. Sounds exactly like Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison. So a bunch of their hits, there's a little Chuck Berry, a couple of those songs from that era. The fans just, or the crowd just ate it up. They love them.
I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm thinking that we might have to have them outside. No, they're drawing too much of a crowd.
Yeah,
I think
they'd be really
anymore.
Good outside.
And then people can dance. And
doesn't Don Gintis sing usually, the drummer, which is really unusual?
He might have sang one song. I don't know. It's a good, just three guys. They really rock. I mean, I don't know how best. I'm not selling it like it should be sold. It's a great band. So if you ever go online and you want to hear a good band, look up Rave On. They play a lot of local, like, festivals and wineries and things like that, plus other libraries. So I highly suggest Rave On. I might be on the Community Day board this year, next year for... I might suggest them.
That's a good idea. I think people would like that.
I think so, too. I have a lot of other suggestions, too, if I'm on that board. They might not want me to be on that.
They may not.
After they hear what my ideas are. And then we had a program, another program at HCL, the Knitters. Knitters United last night at the Hunterdon County Library. And to start, do we have to go to a commercial?
No.
The Knitters United, it was the kickoff meeting for this food pantry project. We did this last year, but it benefited a senior home last year. This year we're benefiting food pantries by making hats, scarves, socks, and mittens. So we're asking all library patrons that are also knitters. To jump in on this. So I got the guidelines for this, Jennifer. They're collecting hand-knitted and crocheted hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington Food Pantry, the Open Cupboard Food Pantry in Clinton, and other local organizations. There's a need for items to fit babies, children, men, and women. Sets would be very welcome. Yarn in like new condition may also be donated. Please mark both yarn donations and finished projects, either 100% wool, hand wash, or machine washable. Tags will be available. Finished knit and crocheted donations will be collected at the circulation desks at headquarters on Route 12 and the North and South County Branch Libraries until December 17th only. So this is about a month and a half long that you have to knit a hat. How long does it take to knit a hat usually?
Some people, I think, can do it in a couple hours.
A couple hours?
I think the really proficient knitters can.
Holy moly. That's impressive. A yarn drop-off, pick-up only at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 on the lower level. The end date for yarn donations is December 10th. No small balls or scrap yarn, please. We presently have a weekly Monday morning knitting group meeting on the lower level at headquarters and a bi-monthly fiber arts group meeting at North County Branch Library. Please check hclibrary.us for more information. And if you need more information about anything having to do with Knitters Unite, call Cheryl at the library at 908-788-1422. And if last year was any indication, I can't believe how many hats and scarves and gloves and mittens.
There's already piles of yarn downstairs.
So this is a great thing to benefit local people that need these items for the winter, which they're saying is going to be a bad winter now, Jennifer.
Oh, yippee.
If it's any indication, it's not even 40 degrees out there now, and I don't think we hit that low until January last year. Remember, it was so warm all through the year?
It was so hot on Christmas,
yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
We have to pay for last winter sometime.
I suppose.
All right, let's go to our first commercial break right now, and we'll come back with more Library Show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So we're having no other music but this. Is that what you? I've got to just adjust to your
that's what we kind of
programming stylings here.
I thought we talked about it.
Okay. Well, we did talk about it, but not as in depth as we should have. So usually this time of the show, we go to Today in History. I'm assuming we still are?
Sure.
I need my musical cues, Jennifer. I'm like a trained dog.
Please don't wet on the carpet.
Today in History. A trained dog, I said, Jennifer. Which wouldn't do that. It's Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is October 27th. I'll ask her some questions about events that happened in years past on October 27th, and also some people who were born. I don't think I have anybody who died.
How sad.
I don't. How sad?
No.
Even though it is Halloween, Jennifer, you can overkill. Let's go back to 1682, Jennifer. What city was founded on this date?
St. Augustine, Florida.
1682, incorrect. A little closer to home.
Trenton.
Slightly further from home.
Philadelphia.
In the same direction. Very good. Philadelphia, PA. William Penn? Buying the land from the Lenape Indians, I believe.
Did he get as good a deal as Peter Minuet? Did he get as good a deal as the Lewis and Clark?
Is Peter Minuet who bought Manhattan?
Yeah.
Probably. He probably didn't have to buy it if he didn't want to. I think he just wanted to keep good relations with the Indians, which was smart on William Penn's part. Right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, we didn't follow his lead much after that. We just started taking what we wanted, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Was America ever great? Trump says, make America great again. Look at all our sorry episodes in our history. The Indians, then the slavery, and then, you know, the continued bigotry that happened even after that, all races. Were we ever great? That's my question to you. Maybe we weren't. World War II, we were kind of good. After World War II, we got great for a little while. I don't know. We were never... What am I doing? Let's just move on. Okay, 1838, Jennifer, Missouri Governor Lilburn Boggs issues the extermination order on this date. What was the extermination order? I had no idea about this.
I don't either.
The extermination order ordered all Mormons to leave the state or be killed.
That's terrible.
Maybe that's why they went to Utah?
Maybe.
I think they had something where the Mormons were actually like a militant group back there that were fighting the government. I have to look more into that, but I believe that's the case. And they ordered, finally the governor ordered them to leave the state or be exterminated.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Jennifer, on this date, in 1936, this woman files for a divorce, which leads to a chain reaction that greatly affects England.
Wallace Simpson.
Correct. Very good.
You didn't have to.
And then what were the chain events that happened after that?
Well, she filed for divorce, and then Edward wanted to marry her, and then he...
Edward
VIII wanted to marry her, and then he abdicated in favor of his brother.
He couldn't be king and marry a divorced woman.
So he, or probably, back then he probably shouldn't have even been having an affair with a divorced woman. Listen to him, Charles. So his brother George became king, which opened up the door for Elizabeth to become queen.
Correct. So, great and chain of events just comes from one divorced woman, Jennifer.
Can I, when Queen Elizabeth had her jubilee recently and we said she was the longest reigning monarch, and then we said, no, it was a Thai king. He died last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
And now she is.
Okay. Current.
I meant to tell you. I just
current longest serving.
Yeah, I just meant to have...
And of course, the real benefit for the world for this is we got a great movie out of it, The King's Speech.
That was awesome. I love that movie.
So our DVD alert today is The King's Speech, starring Colin...
Firth.
Colin Firth. Yes, correct. As George. Does a great job. And I really didn't know the story of all this before that movie.
Not mom, ma'am. Ma'am that rhymes with ham.
What?
She said when she meets the, it's mom, not ma'am that rhymes with ham.
Well, gotcha. Who played the Queen Mother again?
Oh.
She's been in tons of things. She was in Harry Potter. She was in Big Fish. She was in A Room with a View, I think. Jennifer's going to look that up. Okay, one more event, Jennifer. Who, in 1964, delivers a speech on behalf of Republican candidate for President Barry Goldwater?
Helena Bonham Carter.
That's it. And this speech launches his political career and comes to be known as A Time for Choosing.
All right, tell me what year again?
1964.
Against Barry Goldwater.
No, for Barry Goldwater.
Oh, for Barry Goldwater.
Speech for Barry Goldwater called The Time for Choosing, and this launches the political career of this speech giver.
Nixon.
A little further down the line. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan delivered A Time for Choosing speech on this date in 1964, and the rest is history, as they say, Jennifer.
Did you say that? Don't they,
John? Okay, people who were born on this date, Jennifer, 1858, the great Theodore Roosevelt.
He was an explorer. He explored the Amazon and Africa. He was president of the United States.
He actually explored some unknown river, and that's how he died. He got a disease
and
eventually died from it.
The Museum of Natural History used to have this really great Teddy Roosevelt exhibit in their Grand Rotunda. And now they've changed it, and they have full TV screens, it's multimedia, and to me it's not as impressive. But I guess kids can relate to it.
But if you never saw the PBS special on the Roosevelts, I would watch that one too, because it just tells a lot about this great man. I think one of our greatest presidents. Top five? Teddy Roosevelt? Yes? No? Moving on.
I mean, he was a great man, but was he a great president?
Yes. My answer is yes.
Okay.
It was also the Rough Riders, San Juan Hill. What a life this gentleman led.
I know. Well, that's why I'm saying, but yeah.
No.
Okay.
I think he was a great president.
Okay. Happy birthday, Teddy Roosevelt.
1918, Jennifer, Teresa Wright was born. I don't expect you to know this one. I only know her from one movie. She's an actress. Teresa Wright.
No,
I think she was
hint.
Nominated for Best Actress for the movie I'm thinking of.
Give me a hint.
It was a movie about a... She was the wife of a famous person who died at the end of the movie of a tragic disease that they named after him.
Oh, she was Lou Gehrig's wife.
And what was the name of the movie?
The Lou Gehrig story. No. Bang the Drum Slowly?
No.
No.
The Pride of the Yankees. Great movie. Gary Cooper and Teresa Wright. Do you think we have that in our collection? Babe Ruth plays himself in the movie, which is very interesting. Very good movie. Pride of the Yankees. You'll cry at the end. And there's a song in there, Always, that I think won probably many awards. That was Lou and his wife's song.
As a matter of fact, we do.
We have Pride of the Yankees? We better have Pride of the Yankees.
We certainly do.
1939, Jennifer, John Cleese was born. Don't know who John Cleese is.
His name sounds really familiar. C-L-E-A-S-E?
C-L-E-E.
Oh, please.
S-E.
Give me a hint.
Comedian?
No.
English comedian?
Mm-mm.
Remember Monty Python's Flying Circus?
No, I wasn't a Monty Python.
But it's been in a ton of movies, too. Fish Called Wanda, did you see that? What else would you have known him in? I don't know. Look it up. You know. Okay, if you don't know John Cleese, you're not going to know this one. Born on this date in 1946, Ivan Reitman.
Oh, he's in Fawlty Towers.
Okay, you know Fawlty Towers?
Ivan Reitman?
Yes.
I do not know.
Ivan Reitman was a director, producer, best known for comedies such as Ghostbusters.
John Cleese was in Harry Potter.
Yeah, he probably was one of the professors at one point. Oh, no, he was the ghost that... That's right. He was the ghost that always came into the dining hall. Remember they saw him?
Yes.
The guy that got his head
or
something? Yeah, that's John Cleese. So you know him from that. There you go, Jennifer. 1949, Gary Talent was born. Boy, you're drawing blanks today. It's four in a row you didn't get. Gary Talent, best known as the bass player... for the E Street Band. Original member of the E Street Band, Gary Talent. It was him, Bruce, Danny Federici, and Vinnie Lopez.
Vinnie Mad Dog Lopez.
Started the E Street Band. Gary Talent's still performing with Bruce after all these years. So Gary Talent is 67 years old. 67? 1949? Did I do that math right? Probably. Oh, yeah. Finally, 1963. Topical, Jennifer. You know this one. Who is Marla Maples?
Oh, she was she a Donald Trump wife or just a girlfriend?
She was both. I guess he had an affair with her and then married her before divorcing her. I think that's who was Donald's first wife? Ivana Trump or Ivanka? What was his first wife? Ivana, right? He cheated with Marla Maples on Nirvana, and then divorced Nirvana, and married Marla. And the rest is history. Our next president, Donald Trump? Do you think so? He's leading in Florida, supposedly.
That's because Jen and I kept
Isn't it amazing
Florida
how
yet?
You cannot believe anything you hear on any news thing? I mean... You've got to really be careful. So much misinformation goes around.
I got my hair cut yesterday.
It's
thank you
crazy.
For noticing.
Oh.
And,
sorry.
And,
It looks longer to me, actually.
Well, because they blew it out.
Oh, okay.
They had a pumpkin with a mass of hair on the top, and it said Donald Trumpkin.
Oh, really?
And I can't believe nobody else is, that's the first one I've seen.
Where do you get your hair cut?
A cut above. On Main Street in Flemington, and they donated a basket to our Tricky Tray, our friend's Tricky
Tray.
Oh,
very good. Thanks to your doing?
No.
Oh.
No.
But they do a nice job. It looks very nice.
Thank you.
Any special reason you got your hair done? You got to...
The roots were showing.
Oh.
You're tall enough, you should have been able to see them. There's one tall person at the library who always tells me when it's time for my hair to get colored.
I never say
it's not you.
Like that.
No, it's not you.
Who's that?
I'm not saying on the air.
I think I know.
Yes, you do. If I'm afraid to say it, you know.
It's a man, right?
No.
It's not?
We don't have any tall men at the library anymore except you.
Who's the tall woman at the library?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, is it begin with a letter of the alphabet? Later in the alphabet? Mm-hmm. Has she been here like the one of the longest people? Okay, gotcha.
Coming soon to HCL.
Yes?
We have some books coming in November. And some music CDs and some DVDs. And some young adult books.
Can you tell you how happy I am that I don't have to do that anymore?
Everybody is thrilled they don't have to do this anymore. And the person who's doing this now is delighted she's doing it. So it's a win-win.
Yes, I love it.
It's a win-win. These are the books that used to be on the board behind the circulation desk that got moved to make room for the tricentennial triptych. And then this was sort of in the gallery area, which it currently has a display of museum passes, which is a great place for them because those brochures fly out of here. But some adult books coming in November are Night School by Lee Child, Turbo 23 by Janet Ivanovich, and they're set in Trenton, Chambersburg, so if you're familiar with that area. No Man's Land by David Baldacci, There Was a Man by Jeffrey Archer, and another case, Scarpetta, by Patricia Cornwell, called Chaos, that I'm halfway through a new copy of.
I had this first been part of this music.
Did you go to Sleepy Hollow?
I did.
All right, well, after I finish talking about this, you tell us about it. We have some music CDs coming. Joanne by Lady Gaga. You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. 57th and 9th by Sting. Hardwired, Ellipse, To Self-Destruct by Metallica. And Cosmic Hallelujah by Kenny Chesney.
I know all of those bands.
Really?
That's rare.
I know them all but Leonard Cohen. Some DVDs. We have Finding Dory, The BFG, Sausage Party, Bad Mom, War Dogs.
Sausage Party is like a 30 movie. We got that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Imperium, Hell or High Water. And then some juvenile books. We have Heartless by Marissa Meyer, Scythe by Neil Schusterman, The Amateurs by Sarah Shepherd, that's part of a popular series, The Turncoat's Gambit by Andrea Creamer, The Fate of the Tierling by Erica Johansson. I thought that was an adult book, but it doesn't matter. The Sun is Also a Star by Nicola Yoon, and Annette's Baguette by Mo Williams, who's a very popular children's illustrator. It's a picture book. So you said the Headless Horseman.
Yes, I did go to Sleepy Hollow last weekend with my wife. Actually, Kara came home from school and went with us too. Actually, my nephew went too, which was bad news for us because we only had two tickets to go. They have a reading in the old Dutch church of the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which is very good. A guy in colonial garb or whatever does this, you know, does a really good job. We had to give our tickets to my nephew and Kara.
Why?
Because they hadn't seen it before and we had. That's what parents do.
I know, but you were
so
really...
We ended up walking around the graveyard the whole time while they were in there.
You were
so
really looking forward to it.
It was a nice day. Yes. So, actually, my favorite thing to watch, I still need to watch, is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, narrated by Bing Crosby. If you've ever seen that for Halloween, you got to see it. Great music in that, and Bing Crosby does a great job telling you The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Is it scary?
No. It's for kids. You're going to actually watch this?
I might.
You never watch anything. Have you seen The Little Mermaid yet?
No. But I saw there's a new Disney animated movie coming out.
What's it called?
Monaro or something. I saw the book.
The Hawaiian one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like Lilo and Stitch.
Yet?
I don't know. It might be. I'm not
it's
sure.
Like Pixar, yeah. So it's not completely
it's not Disney
animated.
Disney.
Did you end up going out last night?
I did not.
You didn't go out on Wednesday night?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because there's no more trivia.
What, next Wednesday there's trivia?
Yes, there is. Where is there trivia next Wednesday, Jeff?
Are you going?
I didn't sign up.
You got to sign up.
I know I didn't sign up.
Want me to sign you up?
No.
You're not going to come support your co-host.
I'm probably going to support.
Unbelievable.
I will probably support you on November 9th.
Oh, okay. If there's room. I don't know. I got to see what the sign-ups is. Yeah, actually, we're speaking of Lone Eagle Brewery in Flemington, right on Stangle Road there. They're having a trivia contest three consecutive nights, November 2nd, 9th, and 16th, 6:30 to 9. you'll need to sign up. You can just stop by the brewery, grab a pint, and put your name on the board. You can either play all three nights or just pick one of the nights and come by and play. All three nights will be equally as fun, Jennifer.
Will it?
It depends, I guess. That's the intention. Is it going to be?
Is it going to be cumulative, or everybody just wins?
Prize for individual nights, and then a cumulative prize. So
what are the prizes?
We're leaving that up to the brewery. They're going to do growlers and things like for individuals, and I think they're going to do like gift cards for their overall. So actually, that has to be decided. But they'll be valuable. That's all I know. So Lone Eagle Brewery. I think you can check it out online, but if you stop by the brewery, there's flyers all over describing the awesome fun that will be happening on three Wednesdays in November.
It's really cool. It's really good. You're taking your show on the road.
It's going to be awesome. Maybe you'll hire me at the library.
I don't think we can do that. I think you could do a program.
Yes, you just can't pay me for it.
Not beyond.
That's okay. I actually have done it for the library for staff days. I think it went over well, right, Jennifer? And I did it.
Most people liked it.
Who didn't like it?
It's the usual crowd.
Okay, let's update your weather. Today, expect rain right up until midnight, where I think it drops off sharply. So, rain all day up until midnight, and then clearing off for Friday, but temperatures remain cool. Lower 50s. Saturday looks to be the gem of the weekend. Mid to upper 60s. Under partly cloudy skies, no chance of rain. The next chance of rain comes Sunday evening. The temperatures will reach 70 degrees, which is nice. And then an early look at next week, Jennifer. Clear skies and seasonable temperatures. Next chance of rain after Sunday appears to be next Friday and Saturday. Actually, both look like washouts.
Really?
How about Sunday? As of right now, but...
How about Sunday?
I don't have Sunday here. I only got a 10-dayer in front of me.
Because we're planning on going to New York on the 6th.
Oh, you might be all right.
As long as it's not washed out.
You never... This is too far in advance to know, Jennifer.
That's what I figure.
These storms that they think are coming go slower or faster or dissipate altogether.
Right, so I'm not going to worry about it.
I wouldn't. The old Jennifer would have worried about it.
I know. The new Jennifer's not going to.
Look, we are the library show. It is 11:30-something. My clock on my computer is inexplicably incorrect, which I thought was impossible for a computer. Jim Gannot at 12 noon will come in and do his show called Taking Care of Business. But we have some business of our own to take care of, Jennifer. Firstly, the gingerbread competition. Entries are now being accepted for our annual gingerbread competition sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Prizes will be awarded in several categories. The categories are kids up to 12, students ages 13 to 18, adult individual, a family group, or just a group, like a church or a school. And there's a professional category. So there'll be cash prizes for first place in each one of those categories. We'll also have honorable mentions. We'll also have a welcome reception. So if you enter the show and decide to grace us with one of your artistic creations, we'll have a welcome reception on December 7th at the Hunterdon County Library at 6 p.m. in the meeting room. Maybe in the meeting room. Because we have a program.
It's going to be in the gallery, I would think.
Yeah, it's going to be in the main gallery, right among the gingerbread houses. So we'll have some food and refreshments. We'll announce the winners of the gingerbread competition. So how do you enter, Jennifer? It's easy. You can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link to the entry form. Just print that out and fill it out and mail it to us or drop it off. The entry deadline is November 18th, by the way. Or you can stop by any of the county libraries and pick up an entry form. All the rules are on the entry form, including type of creation you're allowed to make. You have two choices, either a Hunterdon County scene or building, or a building or scene from a book, either a children's book or a novel. We've had many interesting entries in the past. Let me see, what are the rules? Can I touch on here? It's pretty simple.
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun with it. Because everything's got to be edible, Jennifer?
Yes, everything has to be edible. And please don't have a cardboard base underneath 1 year. Our grand prize, the sides started falling down and there was a cardboard base.
You make a sturdy base. That's a good suggestion.
But like, don't build your house on, don't build it on the cardboard. Like, have it underneath.
Yes.
But like, this person created a cardboard house and then glued the gingerbread to it.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay. Because it's tough. Because it's going to be on display at the Hunterdon County Library for the whole month, so it needs to be a little sturdy. We have recipes for gingerbread and royal icing right on the entry form for you. What else do we need to know? I think that's pretty much it. The entry form says it all, so we'd love if you decided to join us and make a gingerbread house. The library smells heavenly throughout the month of December, so we have all our holiday programs. It's a nice added feature to have these gingerbread houses just liven up your holiday season.
Yes.
This is the fourth year? Fifth year. I should really keep track of these things.
I know.
We thank the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring this. This was their baby from the beginning. We were lucky to have it at the Hunterdon County Library. Jennifer and I have a lot of fun with it.
We do.
Are we judging this year? We're going to find somebody else.
We always say we're going to find somebody else, but we really like them.
Well, we can maybe find a third person. Anybody off the top of your head? Maybe somebody that's in the business of baking. Is there anybody at the library that's a really excellent baker? Besides Jennifer Winberry. I didn't mean to insult you there.
No, I know what you mean. I don't know. But a lot of it is just curb appeal.
Yes, well, it's just a clever idea, too. You know, somebody that uses pretzels for fences, or I don't know.
Or just like the little detail, like last year it was like a Peter Rabbit scene that won, and she had little gardening gloves even out of marzipan.
And some person did a last year like a dollhouse where the inside was decorated with like furniture.
Yes, that was
insane. It was awesome.
It really was.
Probably have some pictures here somewhere. Are they on our webpage? Did I make a little thing on our webpage?
I think you might. I don't know. I know NJ.com had all the pictures at one time.
Yes, and so you could be famous, too. We'll take pictures, send them into the newspapers. So this could be the start of your new baking business.
That's right.
Or just have fun with a great family activity.
There's probably pictures on our Facebook page, which I have not been updating this week. I really
what
need
we've
to.
Mentioned also, and a great compatibility test if you're a young couple thinking about getting married.
Yeah.
Decide to make a gingerbread house together. A lot of the little quirks about your personalities will surely arise during this endeavor.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll know, you'll have a better idea whether this person is for you or not. So it's called the Gingerbread House Compatibility Test, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Library. We're taking over from pre-Cana. It's a more effective gauge for a married couple than pre-Cana is.
We were talking about pre-Cana Saturday night.
Yes.
For some reason. It was so silly. It was just really odd. It was an odd weekend. You and I, not you and I.
Did they still do it?
Yeah, they did it 22 years ago. I guess they still do it.
What does that mean?
I guess they still do it. I don't know. They did it.
They did it 22 years ago, so they must still be doing
it. No, I don't
it.
Know. I'm sure they still do it. I'm sure they haven't done away with it.
22 years ago, there's a lot of things they don't do anymore.
I know, but I'm pretty, I'm talking to the church.
So you're just not involved with the church as much as you used to be, obviously.
Well, I don't have to go to pre-Cana anymore.
Maybe
I'm married.
Your husband should host pre-Cana.
Oh, no.
Pre-Cana sessions.
Build a gingerbread house? Yeah, I don't think so.
I'll tell you, and this is sincere advice to you. Skip pre-Cana and make a gingerbread house together.
Okay.
Before gingerbread competition, I used to think it was pre-canoe. Take a canoe ride down a river together.
If you both come back alive, you can get married.
If you can navigate that river, you can navigate life. Simple.
Simple.
I think a gingerbread, making a gingerbread house together might be more, more accurate.
Okay.
Should try it. I don't know.
All right, shall we go to our last commercial break?
Let's do that.
Gano comes in 10 minutes.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Little orphan Annie's come to our house to stay and wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away and chew the chickens off the porch and dust the hearth and sweep and make the fire and bake the bread and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we sit around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun and listen to the witch's tale that Annie tells about. And a goblins will get you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room and cubbyhole and press, and seeked him in the chimney flue, and arrowwares, I guess. But all they found was tist his pants all around, and the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And one time a little girl would always laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once when they was company and old folks was there, she mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And this as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, there was two great big black things standing by her side. And they snatched her up through the ceiling for she knew what she's about and a goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue and the lamp wick sputters and the wind goes woo, and you hear the crickets quiet and the moon is gray and the lightning bugs is in dew is all squelched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear and cherish them that loves you and dry the orphan's tears and help the poor and needy ones that cluster all about, or goblins will get you if you don't watch out.
When was that written?
That was written by James Whitcomb Riley in the 1890s. He was an American poet and writer, and I would have expected him to be Scottish.
Did he write Little Orphan Annie? No.
No, this is Little Orphan Annette.
Oh, Annette.
Annette.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Well, then it goes on to say Little Orphan Annie, but it's not, no relation. No, Little Orphan Danny, yes. I don't think there's any relation. I think it's just...
Really? That completely different Little Orphan Annie?
Yeah.
Predating the one everyone knows?
I believe so.
Well, I think he has a right to sue, doesn't he?
Well, probably.
So. Okay, Jennifer, here's my entry. Tonight is... Of course, I didn't write this. This was written by Harry Benn. Supposedly. That's just what it says on the page I'm reading it from, Jennifer. Tonight is the night when dead leaves fly like witches on switches across the sky. When elf and sprite flit through the night on a moony sheen. Tonight is the night when leaves make a sound like a gnome in his home under the ground. When spooks and trolls creep out of holes, mossy and green. Tonight is the night when pumpkins stare through sheaves and leaves everywhere. When ghoul and ghost and goblin host dance round their queen. It's Halloween.
Very nice. And the comic strip was created by Harold Gray and syndicated by the Tribune Media Service, taken from the 1885 poem Little Orphan Annie. So that is correct.
Oh, so the guy who wrote?
Yeah, it made its debut August 5th, 1924, but it was based on... It was taken from this one.
So that's where we first see Little Orphan Annie is this poem.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
Fascinating. I did not know that.
Neither did I.
And Annie is Annie's real name?
Orphaned. No, it was Orphaned, not Annie. I misspoke.
Of course you did.
I thought he would have been Scottish, but he was born in Indiana.
Why did you think he'd be Scottish?
Just the poem sounds...
They have
Scottish.
No orphans in Scotland, Jennifer.
How do you know this?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
How do you know this? Do we have any programs coming up this week before Halloween?
We have plenty of time, don't we?
We got...
Good Lord.
6 minutes.
So we do have program. Starting with tonight, Jennifer, we were showing a movie tonight at the Huntington County Library at 6 p.m. Come and watch the movie Suffragette. I'm guessing this is about women's rights?
I would say so. Meryl Streep is in it.
This is our On the Big Screen... Oh, great.
Shocking.
This is On the Big Screen movie series presented by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Other movies in this series will re-show Suffragette on Saturday, October 29th at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. And then finally, the last movie in the series before we start a new one is Dark Horse. I will show that Thursday, November 17th at the Huntington County Library, repeated Saturday, November 19th at the North County Branch Library. All the programs Jennifer and I are talking about are available to view on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner and all the program flyers will come up and you can read all about it yourself.
And tonight at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., there's a Sinatra tribute show presented by 78 West. And this is... It says, Kevin and 78 West formed their group 15 years ago to give back to the community. But it doesn't say who Kevin is. Other members of the band include Chris Boyce from Flemington, Ed Ronco from Union.
It's Kevin Grant.
It doesn't say that on the flyer.
Best Sinatra tribute show with vocalist Kevin Gray and the 78 West. So you have a different flyer.
I have a different flyer.
I got you.
Guy Verastro from Bethlehem and our own Mike Wolf on bass from Flemington. And everybody...
It's not my own.
Well, many people know Mike Wolf from his days at Wild Drugs. And we had him. He was part of the bass boards. So that's tonight at 7 p.m.
Is he a pharmacist?
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, Friday... It's tomorrow, isn't it? October 28th at 10 p.m., 10 a.m., the headquarters book group will meet, and they will be reading Ghost Story by Peter Straub. And then Saturday morning, October 29th, we will have the kickoff event for NaNoWriMo, which we did not create the acronym, National Novel Writing Month, although you can write whatever you want, challenges authors to write every day during the month of November, with the goal of ending with the month with 50,000 words, which I think is a lot to ask for a month that has Thanksgiving in it and only 30 days. But that's just me. So come hear more about the program. And Patty Kerr, who was on our show a couple weeks ago, will be there to discuss her success and her experience with NaNoWriMo.
One other program that Jennifer booked next Thursday, November 3rd, I got to tell you about Remembering Pearl Harbor, America at War, 1941 to 1945, with Dr. James Kane. who's a former teacher, prep school headmaster, principal, and for 25 years a superintendent of schools. He's presently a professor of history at William Patterson University. He holds a bachelor's degree from Fordham University, a master's degree from Columbia University, and a doctor of education from New York University. He's a graduate of the Officers Candidate School for the United States Marine Corps at Quantico, Virginia, and holds the rank of Captain USMCR. So he'll be discussing the events of December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy.
Because we are upon the 75th anniversary of that date.
Yes, he'll tell the haunting stories in a lecture, slides of the actual attack, and an audio presentation. So if you want to relive history a little bit without actually being in danger,
or if you
like you
there.
Were in Pearl Harbor, stop by the Hunterdon County Library Thursday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. Free and open to the public, as are all our programs. We recommend reserving a seat. You can do so by calling 788-1434, stopping by the library reference desk, or do it online at hclibrary.us, right on that events calendar in the bottom right corner of our homepage.
And Wednesday afternoon, we're having a special afternoon program at the North County branch at 2 p.m. Those of you who are Fred Miller fans might like to come see Carol Erickson Sings the Great American Songbook with guitarist James Raimondo. She'll travel through the decades of the American Songbook from the 1920s to the 50s. And this might get you in the mood for the Pearl Harbor program the next night, because you'll hear some songs from the Great Depression and World War II.
There you go. Perfect companion program, Jennifer.
That's right. So that's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And you can call 730-6135 or click on the calendar of events.
By the way, before we go, I have to hand back photograph today in the gallery from the photo show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed the photo show, unfortunately, you have a scant hour to stop by the library to see the full show.
I can't. It went so fast this year.
Yes, it did. But I was wondering, do you have a crossword puzzle and come down and do it with me? Or are you busy this afternoon?
I can do that for you.
Well, just play it by ear.
I could spend some time with you.
Play it by ear.
I won't start it at lunchtime, though.
I'm down there from 1 to 4.
Well, but I usually do the crossword puzzle at lunch, but I'll skip it.
I don't want to cramp your style.
No, you're not going to cramp my style, Jim Thatcher. Next Saturday, November 5th, the Hunterdon County Parks Department is holding their 14th annual, because they write it right on their flyer. Touching Truck event. From 11:30 to 3 p.m. at Deer Path Park. It is free for all ages, a parade that stands still. Dump trucks, fire trucks, ambulances, police cars, military jeeps.
I like that.
And
great tagline, a parade that stands still. Who thought of that one?
I don't know.
Somebody was thinking that day.
And lots more. And what lots more vehicle might you see at this event?
The Hunterdon County Bookmobile.
You will see the Hunterdon County Bookmobile. And Boy Scout Troop 288 will be hosting a concession stand. This atmosphere is relaxed, pressure-free, and non-commercial. So definitely stop by and see the Bookmobile and all the other great vehicles. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Happy Halloween.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mr. and Mrs. Donald Trump sit down together for an interview on ABC's Good Morning America airing this morning. With more on what Donald Trump told George Stephanopoulos, here's correspondent Sarah Jacobs.
Trump took a swing at a retired general who criticized Trump's military strategy, telling Stephanopoulos he'll sit down with the military expert and teach him a couple of things.
As for Mrs. Trump's focus right now, she says it's squarely on their 10-year-old son, Barron, who she says she tries to keep out of the spotlight as much as possible.
Together, we will stand up to the enemies like Iran, bent on destroying Israel and her people.
That's the Republican nominee in a videotaped appeal to American voters in Israel released yesterday, in which he promises if he wins the White House,
my administration will stand side by side with the Jewish people and Israel's leaders.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during